me know everything's all right. Jasmine's in bloom, July is dressed up and playing a tune. When I come home from a hard day's work and you're waiting there, not a care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a plate for two. Feel the arms reaching out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Loop It Up Savannah is a youth arts and enrichment nonprofit providing school day, after school, and summer program workshops for over 10,000 young people each year. Programming includes visual and performing arts, early literacy programming, school garden projects, yoga and mindfulness-based practice, and creative entrepreneurship throughout Savannah. More information is available at loopitupsavannah.org. This portion of WRUU's programming is brought to you by listeners and by Brighter Day Natural Foods. Brighter Day Natural Foods has been serving Savannah's healthy food and supplement needs since 1978. It is located at the corner of Bull Street and Park Avenue. They have online ordering and curbside delivery available, and now a walk-up window for smoothies, juices, and sandwiches from the deli. They are open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. More information can be found at brighterdayfoods.com. Which Way Savannah is hosting Savannah's first not Juneteenth gathering on Thursday, June 16th at 5 p.m. at the Beach Institute, 502 East Harris Street in Savannah. This event is for those who are willing to question the approved, sanitized versions of an incomplete history. Why is Juneteenth and Jubilee celebrations not the same as the Stono commemorations? Why does 1619 pale in comparison to the 1527 African and Native insurrection? Learn why freedom is the heart to make revolution. This and more will be discussed at Savannah's first not Juneteenth gathering on Thursday, June 16th at 5 p.m. at the Beach Institute, 502 East Harris Street in Savannah.
Hello, Radio Land. You are listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
We must be willing to believe in what God says that he'll do. So today, now we have the faith that God will take care of any mistakes we made yesterday and that he holds tomorrow in his hand. This alone allows us to enjoy and live fully today. Today is the gift we have from God. To miss the joy and opportunities it holds due to regret over the past or dread of the future is not God's will for us. True faith must always operate in the now season of our lives. And faith alone enables us to be at peace and enjoy the present moment. Everything is in God's hands, and he has a plan for us, according to Jeremiah 29:11. Rather than dreading or feeling apprehensive about the future, we can live with expectancy regarding it. Expect something good to happen to you and through you. As you do, you will find a joy that only God can give coursing through your soul. Let go of what lies behind, because God is doing something amazing in you and in your life right now, and you don't want to miss it. The prayer starter for this devotion today is, Father, teach me to live fully in the now season of my life. Help me to trust you, to work something good out of anything I might regret from my past, and to trust that my future holds something wonderful, in Jesus' name. First of all, I want to say happy, happy Friday to everybody out there. Man, this week has zoomed right on by. I want to encourage anyone that may be feeling some type of way about something in their past. Know that God does have a plan for you. You're still here. You have a pulse. You have a purpose. As I have heard Real Talk Kim say several times, you have a pulse. You have a purpose. God hasn't left you. He hasn't forsaken you. Your work has not been in vain. You know, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when you have faith, that means you need to have that type of faith that holds you deeply rooted to your purpose and to whatever God has for you to do. Faith is having complete trust or confidence in someone or something. It is also a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. So it's something that we have to really just go off of the whim. God sent Moses and so many other people, David, Paul, so many people in the Bible. For my Bible scholars, you may know of a whole lot more people, but a whole lot of people, Esther, Deborah, so many people that may not have felt like what they were sent to do would happen, but they had to what? Move off of faith. They couldn't trust in what their eyes could see, but they trusted in what their eyes couldn't see. What is something that you are stepping out on faith in that you have been struggling with because of your past? You may be having faith that you'll make $5,000 next week with your new business, but because of last year, you're afraid that, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to make that much because last year I didn't even generate $5,000 in 1 month off of my business. So you may decide to pick up more hours at your job rather than doing more with your business. But doing more with your business would be stepping out on faith. I did some things yesterday. You know, God has been like, hey, you need to get back on this. So I have been working on things that is, one, strengthening my faith, because I'm having to just do it. Like Nike says, just do it. That is what faith is about. Moving forward and not even knowing the outcome. Think back on three times in your life today. I want everyone to think back on three times, just three, because I'm pretty sure there's been a whole lot more. I mean, hey, every day you wake up and go to work and do everything good that you're doing, you're moving off of faith. But I just want you to really, really jog your memory and think back on a time that you weren't sure of what was going to happen, but you had to believe that something good was going to happen anyway. It could have been with your health. It could have been with money. It could have been with family. It could have been in any relationship. It could have been with your job, your kids, whomever or whatever. Think back three times today on something that you had to have faith in. And think about the process. You know, just kind of ponder on it for a minute. Think about how you had to literally go beyond what you could see in that moment. And then once you do that, take a minute to think about what it is that you are trying to have faith for next. And write it down. Write these things down, y'all. I went across my journal the other night, and I kid you not, it made me, it really helped my faith to be strengthened a little bit, because I was like, wow, I forgot I even prayed about that. And wow, I said that too. Okay. Oh man, there's that business idea, God, you've been telling me to do. You know, when you write things down, sometimes life, we tend to forget the things that come to our minds. So when you have a little recollection, it's just good to have that, because it helps us to advance. It helps us to move forward. So we need to have complete trust, so much that it's transferable. And what do I mean by transferable? We need to have transferable faith. The same way that people transfer from jobs, you know, whatever talent, whatever skills you may have, you may transfer from different jobs and career paths. You may say, oh, well, I don't want to do this today. You know, I'm going to go ahead and start this. That's a transfer, moving from one place to another. So you're shifting. God wants us to have that faith that we can shift when he shifts. Okay, first of all, God doesn't shift like people here on earth, but when there are situations that come about that may seem a little unwavering at first, you know, your faith may seem a little unwavering because you're not sure of what's going to happen, but you decide to say, you know what, I had faith in this moment, so I'm gonna have faith in this moment too. That is shifting your faith. That is transferring your faith, moving your faith from this place to that place. You're lifting up yourself. You're encouraging yourself. You're telling yourself it's going to be all right. And you're speaking life into yourself and to others around you. And you're believing that God will do what he said that he would do in this moment, just as he did the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. We got to give God more credit. Every single day that we get up and we get breath, breathe into our body, it's a new day to start. It's a brand new day. And God said that he would give us the desires of our heart. So before I go, I want to share Exodus chapter 8, verse 23 and Psalms 37 and 4. Exodus 8:23 says, I will make a distinction between my people and your people. This sign will occur tomorrow. So when Moses was sent to free the people from Pharaoh, you know, there were the different things that kept happening, the different plagues. You had the plague of the flies, the plague of the gnats and the frogs. And it was just a lot going on. And God said that, hey, I'm going to speak through you, Moses. Moses had to move off faith. And at the same time, the people had to have faith that they were going to be rescued. They were given the desires of their heart. They had asked God, we need help. We need rescuing. So God sent Moses. Psalms 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So have that transferable faith today. When we have one situation, you know, we can't get too comfy without prayer. Continue to watch and pray. Prayer and faith are good foundations to have to remain strong. So whatever you've been thinking on lately, know that your faith is being stretched. It enables us to be stronger and to be more faithful individuals. So trust God. And whatever has been on your mind lately, and know that he will give you the desires of your heart. Well, that's it for me today, y'all. I love y'all so much. Have a happy Monday coming up. Happy Friday to you today. Have a happy weekend. And until next time, I love y'all. Peace. You've been tuned in to WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.